let's not make it about how your body looks, but why you want to feel that way. And if we can get to the why, there's a bigger purpose and you will feel better. I can be very open and honest. Fitness is so embedded in me. Meditation is something that I still am like, oh no, I need to go breathe for a few minutes. It's something that I'm still constantly working on. We focus on one thing at a time. And whether that's like building out a consistent schedule, whether that's making an eating window, maybe it's how they eat their meals. Let's roadmap something that is real and sustainable for you. And let's talk about making smart choices 80% of the time, because you're still a human and let's let you live your life. Small changes make huge difference in my mind.
The Big Silence. Welcome to the Big Silence podcast. And I want to start out by thanking you for being here, because this is episode 100. So let's stop there for a moment. I'm going to play the theme song and let's dance for a moment.
So breathe in, breathe out.
Everybody in the house know what I'm talking about.
The Big Silence.
And yes, okay, 100 episodes made possible by you, the listeners, sharing this podcast. And you're looking behind me. If you're on YouTube, you might see people behind me, but I'll get to that. Just making this possible, helping each other out, making this world a better place by ending the stigma surrounding mental health. And I want to go through some of these stats first of how we have reached people through the Big Silence podcast in 100 episodes. So we have reached over 4.2 million people with mental health and self-development conversations through the Big Silence podcast. We've provided over 44,000 people with mental health resources and support through our website and programs, including Therapy for All. And over 2.8 million participated through live events and other initiatives. So here we are, the movement of mental health. I am so happy. It was actually interesting. Bobby was like, you know, this is episode 100. I was like, holy snap, it is. You know, I would say a lot of people start podcasts and other ventures in life and other dreams and other things they want to do, but it's really just that persistence, right? And I'm definitely the person who doesn't give up on anything, whether it's a company I've built, a family member, what have you. It's persistence and never giving up. I think that's, aside from resilience, like one of my superpowers, you know? But all right, let's celebrate 100 together. I want to thank some of our amazing guests like Dr. Amen, Terry Cole, Gabby Bernstein, Demi Tebow, Dr. Caroline Leaf, Marianne Williamson, Bobby Goldstein. Thank you for all of these guests. It's been so much fun to do this. I love, like, why do I podcast? Number one, you asked for it. You wanted to have these vulnerable conversations about mental health, about supporting each other, each other's stories, opening up the conversation. And we always say that like one conversation can save a life. So much gratitude. I also want to thank our sponsors, our partners, like Clearstim Skincare. I have been obsessed with Clearstim forever. The founders were actually on the Big Silence podcast. So make sure you go listen to that one. Love their story. Love these girls. I was obsessed with Clearstim months ago through a friend who was using it. And the HydroGlow, that's my favorite. I use it morning and night and sometimes midday. And then Thrive Market, who fueled me when we're on our road trips in the Sprinter van. And of course, My High Cold Plunge and Sauna Blanket. I use it probably 5 days a week. You know, I love the cold plunge and a sauna, and especially when I'm traveling. So right now I'm in Palm Springs. I have a sauna blanket here, so it's perfect. Don't miss a beat. And then Factor Meals. That was also something that Bobby and I used a lot when we're on the go, because it's all pre-made and chef recipes. So good. So shout out to all of our TBS partners. If you go to thebigsilence.com/partners, we have all of the deals that are for you. And then it also gives back to the foundation and our initiatives. And I also point out that Clearstim gives 20% of your purchase to the foundation. So shout out. We have done so much this year and so much to come. Make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter. because we have live events coming up. And actually, I just posted something on my Instagram about where you want us to have a big silence retreat. And girls, boys, who up, poms, you are all over the place. And I love it. But a lot of the Pacific, like the Southwest, I would say Southwest, and then California, got a lot of Sedonas. We did get the East Coast, Long Island, like Boston, got some Floridas, got some come to the Amalfi Coast. I'm like, okay. So make sure you subscribe to our newsletter to stay in tune because we have lots coming up this year. And let's see. Oh, I want to let you know that with this podcast, we love it when you share it and leave a review. And one of the women who are listeners who is getting sent some Big Silence swag this month. Because if you leave a comment, share a review, then we choose someone every month to send something to. And I'm going to share this very kind, touches my heart when I hear this, because this is why we keep going. This is why we do it. So this is the review. I feel less alone listening to the Big Silence. Such a labor of love. Today, I listened to episode 62 with the creator of Therabody Massage Gun, which was fascinating to me as a massage therapist and meditation teacher. Karina always asked insightful questions. She said it so articulately. Thank you. Out of your head and into your body. Get out of your mind and into your heart. You truly can't think your way out of things. Thank you, Anna Swanson. Yeah. All right. So what else here before we dive into this podcast? Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you why I'm in Palm Springs. So if you look behind me, let me move out of the way. There you go. See those beautiful mountains? That there's a whole photo shoot with 20 people at my house here in Palm Springs. We're filming this week for all new Tone It Up app workouts, meditations. I'm sitting on that cushion right there writing new meditations now, up to 3. But yeah, so we're here. How fun is that? I'll take you. If you go to my Instagram, I'll show more BTS. But beautiful day. And it also happens to be the solar eclipse day that I'm recording this intro. So we're out there in our glasses and watched the solar eclipse. It was super cool. Bobby's in Austin where it was like the full eclipse. And then my family and Rachel, our executive director, is in Indiana, which also had the full eclipse. With that, I got to get back to that workout set, but I want to introduce today's podcast guest, Jenna Willis. So I was actually introduced to Jenna through Doug Bopst, who's been on the pod. He was a felon in prison, and it's such an interesting story. His prison mate got him into fitness. So while he was in prison, he started working out and then got out of prison and had fitness become his gift to the world. So make sure you listen to that app. I'll put it in the show notes. But thank you, Doug, for introducing me to Jenna. We were fast friends through phone calls and just initially disconnected. So Jenna is in the fitness industry. She has this mind, body, and spiritual connectiveness with the way that she works out. She's here in LA, and this podcast that you're going to listen to is recorded in an LA studio. Shout out to Chase. And yeah, we got together and we discussed all things fitness. She was on Vanderpump Rules, with reality TV, relationships, all the things. It's a really fun girl talk conversation. So check it out. Also, reminder, we are on YouTube. So if you want to go to YouTube, and show notes is the link, it's the Big Silence. You can see what's going on behind me with the Tone It Up workout set. And you can watch this episode with Jenna Willis. So enjoy. And as always, love you. Thank you. Let's keep spreading the word and ending the stigma. Hi, welcome to the Big Silence podcast, Jenna Willis.
Thank you very much.
We have been talking for a few months.
Yeah.
Shout out to our friend Doug, who introduced us and thought we would get along. And we've been on the phone talking about all sorts of things, fitness, wellness, life, reality, TV, life, relationships, mental health, all the things. And now here I am in LA.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting down having a convo.
We're just chilling. We're straight chilling over here.
I know. So you are, well, you were in Vanderpump Rules and and we'll get into your fitness career and then celebrity trainer with Lala, who is also your best friend.
Yep.
And Camila.
Yep. Cabello. Yep.
Cabello. I know. I was like, I'm always butchering that name. And then I was like, oh yeah. And you, Matthew McConaughey.
And Matthew McConaughey in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I go to bed with him every night.
Is that weird? Was I there with you last night?
Yeah.
Totally. It's great.
The call map. It's like, good evening. This is Matthew McConaughey. And I'm going to read you a sleep story. And then I'm out.
Man. That sounds so nice.
Yeah.
I have to experience that one. I haven't yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds real good. I do sound waves to help me sleep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Hey, Alexa, play Ocean Waves.
And that's it.
Yeah. And I literally just, it's very comforting.
Yeah. Last night I went to, hey, Los Angeles, West Hollywood, play me people screaming outside my window. Got it.
How did that go?
That went well. 2:20 a.m. after the bars closed. Oof. It was great.
You're sitting here today like this. Everything's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. So I want to get into you. Tell us about you.
Yeah.
Where are you from? How'd you get here in L.A.?
Originally from Dirty Jers, born and raised. Then, believe it or not, I got a volleyball scholarship to play college, you know, sports at a school called Wagner College.
Yeah.
And I was the tiniest Division I volleyball player in the nation.
I was going to say.
That's like the little like.
How tall are you?
5'3".
Okay. I'm 5'10". And people are like, do you play volleyball? I'm like,
no. No. Yeah. Yeah. I just liked it. I've never been a runner.
Yeah.
I genuinely actually despise running. And it was one of those sports where it was like quick bursts of energy. Mm-hmm. Right? And a lot of plyometrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with it.
And so then?
So then, okay. So true story. When I was 9 years old, I went to go see a musical, Oliver.
I watched that.
Not the musical. So good.
My parents made me watch it on TV during summer vacation growing up.
Yeah. It's good. It's such a great musical. And I was sitting in the audience at 9 years old. And I had this like moment of euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to make people feel the way that I feel right now for the rest of my life. And that was the moment where I was like, I'm going to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So all through high school, I was taking acting classes outside of school. Yet I was playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got recruited into college to play volleyball, I was like, okay, this is what I'm doing. After freshman year of just, you know, when you play Division I sport, it's like a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I don't, but
yeah, it was. It like literally was a job.
Yeah.
And that entire year, I was going into New York City every Saturday, taking an acting class.
Yeah.
And after freshman year, my best friend to this day came to me and she's like, I'm quitting. She's like, fuck this. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm so done with this. She's like, I actually want to enjoy my life, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, I've like never really quit anything in my life, but okay. You know what I mean? I was like, all right. And I went home and I went to my parents and I was like, I'm moving to Los Angeles to pursue my acting dream.
And what age?
At 18.
18. Okay. So I moved to LA when I was 18 too.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I was also a quitter.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to...
We're just big quitters over here. We'll inspire everyone
losers.
Else.
Yeah. 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 I was supposed to start at IU University.
Yeah.
Indiana University that fall. And I came to LA.
Yeah.
Whole story about my mom was here and private investigator found her. Different story. But
whoa.
And I was like, let me go bring mama home.
Yeah.
And I came out to California. I was like, I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And I went back to Indiana and I was like, you know what, Dad? I'm not going to go to college. I'm going to move to LA and live by the beach.
Yep. Yep.
So how did the parents respond to that one?
Not great.
Yeah. My dad was like, I'm disowning you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine were like, look, you can do that and you're on your own and good luck. Or, you know, you can transfer colleges, study theater, get a degree, and then, you know, find a job afterwards. And I was like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I ended up transferring to Loyola out in LA. So I was studying theater, PR, and communications. And I graduated from Loyola, and my first semester out of school, I booked an independent film. Mm-hmm. And I called my parents and I was like, I made it. You know, I was like, I made it. I'm here. That movie has never seen the light of day. You know?
Yeah. I know. I would be like, I was an extra.
Yeah. In this. Oh gosh. Yes. Yes. You know, I've done it all at this point. Yeah. Really, I've done it all. So, you know, I did that film. And then about a year went by and I really didn't book anything, but I started taking acting classes. Mm-hmm. And in 2013, the year after that, I broke into TV.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, one of the most exciting days of my life truly was my manager called and he's like, you booked Vomit Girl in Grey's Anatomy. Hey. I was like, yes, hey, I really made it. Yeah. So I called my mom and dad again. I'm like, guys, I made it. I did the episode of Grey's Anatomy and it was really cool. And I finally broke into TV in 2013. And, my roommate at the time was a girl named Katie Maloney. We had met doing literally extra work on a show called Numbers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Katie was working at this. So we'd both worked at similar restaurants and Katie was working at this restaurant called Sir.
I was like, wait, do I know? I know the name Katie Maloney.
Yeah. I'm like, so, this girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Katie, we're friends. Sounds familiar.
I know her too. We hang out all the time. You know, I went to Katie and I was like, hey, like, I need a new serving job. I'm you know, mm-hmm. sinking over here. And she's like, well, Sir isn't hiring, but the sister restaurant is Villa Blanca. She's mm-hmm. like, I'll send your name over and go interview over there. And I ended up, you know, meeting with the whole team and meeting Pandora and Jason, Lisa's daughter.
What year was this?
This is now like 2013. It's 2013.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's 2013. Yeah. And I start working at Villa Blanca.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yes. That place. And I'm doing the LA thing, you know, waiting tables, going to auditions mm-hmm. regularly. And before you know it, there's this show called Vanderpump Rules mm-hmm. because Lisa was already on The Housewives. So, you know, they start filming Vanderpump Rules and innately it's all my friends. It's literally Katie was my roommate. Mm-hmm. Sheena was my best friend at Villa Blanca. Mm-hmm. Ariana worked at Villa Blanca and Lala was actually new to LA. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you know, I'm popping into episodes here and there and filming certain trips to Miami for Sheena's bachelorette party and all this mm-hmm. stuff. And in 2015, I booked a recurring on a TV show called The People vs. OJ, which was on FX. So I was filming Vanderpump Rules and filming The People vs. OJ. And at that time, you kind of didn't really do both.
Yeah. It's like you're either an actor or reality.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So in a series of events, I stepped away from Vanderpump Rules and pursued my dream of acting. And 2016 hit and I was engaged and my fiance and I broke mm-hmm. up. The People versus OJ was airing, but I wasn't auditioning. Mm-hmm. And I went into a major situational depression.
Right. We've talked about that before. And yeah. I want to talk what you think led up to that. Mm-hmm. And does depression run in your family? Mm-hmm. It does. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about both of those. Like what was the led up to that from, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, going through breaking up with a fiance, leaving mm-hmm. a show that maybe didn't feel right for you. Like what is your path? And then you're acting and you're not getting what you want. Mm-hmm. And then I know fitness found you again.
Yeah.
But let's go. What was depression for you?
Oh man. Not doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, as simple as like getting out of bed was hard.
Yeah.
Not wanting to be social. not having drive, avoiding situations. I actually don't eat when I'm depressed. So not eating as frequent, not taking care of my body. Blankets are great in those times. Mm-hmm. You just want to kind of curl up and not deal with anything. It was hard.
Was it coming out of the reality world, which around the same time, I think we had toned up on Bravo.
Yeah.
2011?
Yeah.
12? Yeah. Somewhere around there. So coming, and it's Bravo.
Yes. Yeah. Both on Bravo, baby.
Oh.
We're Bravo babes.
Bravo babes. Your experience with that, do you think it led to anything, and even social media or online forums that maybe you saw or read or contributed to that depression?
Oh, wow. 100%.
Yeah. How so?
I mean, technology can be one of the most beautiful things in the world, and I think it can be the most detrimental as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put yourself out there on any level, no matter, what platform that is, you are making yourself vulnerable to the world's eyes.
Right. It's like you automatically just gave permission for anyone to say anything.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very fragile thing. And if you're not prepared for it, be prepared to go down a rabbit hole for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the most challenging things to work with when you step into the limelight, And I think fortunately, to some degree, I'd had the background in acting and enjoying that aspect of being in front of the camera. But it's a whole other beast when it's, the reality world.
Yeah.
And being hit on a social media level.
Yeah. Your experience with the Bravo show, did you feel like you were being you? Were you? Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I feel like I really was being my authentic self.
Yeah.
Is it always portrayed that way?
Oh, yeah. The edits.
Yeah. No. Do things happen that you don't feel great about? Absolutely.
But that is life.
I mean,
there's a lot of stuff in life that, if you're putting yourself out there, you're sharing.
Yeah.
And I actually think a lot of times when people are speaking badly about people, it's their own projection or their own jealousy.
Totally.
So how do you work through that? So now you're in this depressive state.
Yeah.
Not only from the spotlight, but what's going on in your career? Yeah. And how old are you now?
29.
Youngin.
Oh, thank you.
Over here, we got Des, a young 28-year-old.
Just a wee child.
Damn. She's that.
Wow.
Don't call me.
Are we done here?
I'm just kidding. Okay.
Hold up.
Don't call me 43 yet. Not until tomorrow, my birthday.
Did it just get hotter here? I'm just kidding.
But yes. Okay. So,
yeah,
here you are.
I'm in a dark place.
Yeah.
And I had gotten to the point for me where I was like, if I have to serve ketchup to another person, I'm going to throw it in their face.
I got some anger.
Yeah.
Some of the emotions.
Stuff from Jersey, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're constantly working through things
here. I'm married to a Long Island boy, so.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah. And I was waiting tables more than I had in a long time again. And I summoned the energy to get to the gym, truthfully. And I'm at the gym one day and I'm noticing it's the only time where I'm feeling present in good energy and in a positive mindset. A couple weeks go by, and I'm at the gym one day. And mind you, in this time, I had also gotten a call from Villa Blanca and they're like, hey, look, we love you, but you've missed a lot of shifts. Like, we got to let you go.
I'm like,
what's going on here? So I'm literally
I'm working out.
I'm at the gym working out. And a girl comes up to me and she's like, oh my God, she's like, you're really strong. She's like, do you work here? And I was like, no, but like, this is what you do. Right. And I go to the gym the very next day and I'm working out. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. I'm doing like flies on the cable machine mm-hmm. with my massive boobs. Just kidding. I don't have any. So I'm going to the gym.
Go to YouTube to see.
That's awesome. So doing flies on the machine. And a girl comes up to me and she's like, whoa. She's like, you're really strong for your size. She's like, do you work here? And I'm like, no, but this is what you do. I'm not kidding. Next day, I go to the gym. I'm doing something for my butt, of course. Mm-hmm. And a girl comes up to me and she's like, whoa, that move. She's like, I've been looking for something to target that. Mm-hmm. She's like, do you work here? And I looked at her and I was like,
are you like, yes?
I was like,
did you say yes?
Yes, I do. She's like, oh, great. You know, I was like, why not? Like, what? Like, why wouldn't I say yes at this point? You know, third time's a charm. And I help her and I was like, okay, look, I really don't work here. And I left the gym, got into my car, and I started hysterically crying because I was like, I am going to start a whole new career. Mm-hmm. And I never thought that I would do it.
But it was, you wanted to be an actor because you wanted to make people feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And so you still had it in you.
Yep.
But here it's in fitness.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So.
So I went home, looked online, you know, top certifications to be a trainer. I got ISSA certified, CPR, first aid, and I hit the ground running. I finished a 5-month course in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, I was officially a certified trainer. And the great part is that all of my friends, you know, from Vanderpump, as soon as they found out, they were like, finally. They're like, we've been going to the gym with you for years. Like, we're just so happy. We knew that this is what you were going to do. It's just, it was awesome that you could see it mm-hmm. on your own. And,
That's beautiful that people knew it. But I really do think if someone's thinking about career, like you were thinking as if you were younger, like, I want to make people feel good. And it may shift again. So you went from stage to fitness and who knows what happens next.
Who knows?
It's this podcast, perhaps.
A podcast might happen next.
And makes people feel good and feel connected. And that's beautiful. And I think the ability to, in this life, in this world, to mm-hmm. be able to transition so much and still like be connected with self and what you've always, it's still the same thing.
I think it's like being able to ride the wave, but catch the wave when you see it.
Yeah.
Right? And like, I think it's always easier to look back and be like, oh, this makes so much sense. Like, I was a gymnast growing up. I was the tiniest Division I volleyball player in the nation, right? But it was always about making people feel good and pursuing this craft of acting. So then I end up at the age of 30 getting certified, right? Mm-hmm. And then I get to kind of do it in front of the camera and perform as a trainer. And you're like, this all makes sense. Like this whole, you know,
so okay.
journey.
Go back to depression. How do you get out of this?
Oh, well, exercise is obviously one of the main tools that I use. Mm-hmm. Another one has been through the time, you know, through the years that I have realized has helped me a lot is meditation.
Mm-hmm. We speak in the same language over here.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's funny? And I can be very open and honest. Fitness is so embedded in me. Mm-hmm. Meditation is something that I still am like, oh no, I need to go breathe for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. It's something that I'm still constantly working on.
Yeah. I meditated this morning, but then I told you I'm staying at a hotel here in LA. And I was like, I've tried to go to Equinox.
Yeah.
That I couldn't get in unless I sat down for a membership. And I was like, so I didn't work out today. I could have. I was going to do a hotel room, tone it up app workout, but then I just, you know, you get the best for yourself. And you were like, are you okay? Are you anxious? I'm like, I'm okay. But tomorrow it's on.
it's one of those things that when you feel that way, it's the last thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
But it's everything you need.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about like, look, you and I, we're a little crazy. We go to the gym, we lift some weights. Like, you know, I don't expect that of people in general, right? Movement is the key. Like, that's it. Like, just get up and move. And that's what I was going to say. Another thing that actually helps me is walking.
I love walking. Like,
It's so much more like powerful than we give it credit for.
Yeah.
If you just can put your phone down for 5 minutes and go for a walk, it changes everything.
I was just talking to, don't know if we have private equity, and I was talking to them today, and I was like, I've always wanted to do a program called Walking with Karina.
Amazing.
And they're like, you should.
You're like, okay.
I was like, I can walk all day. A walking meditation, a little this, a little that.
Have right, you,
and I was talking to Joey Thurman. He's in the fitness industry. Yeah. And he works with a YouTuber. It's Walk at Home.
Don't know it. Whoa.
Like,
was he just like walk on a treadmill and talk?
It's a woman. She's been doing it for 20 years. She gets like 62 million views on her YouTube.
What are we doing?
I know. I'm like, walk at home. I might be wrong on what it's called. I think it's Walk at Home.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Here I am doing like crazy jump squats, handstands. I'm just kidding. I don't do a lot of handstands.
So now with your career, how do you feel?
Yeah. I feel very fortunate.
Yeah.
I really feel like, look, Vanderpump has been really cool. It came full circle. Like I got to go back and train them on the show last season.
Yeah.
And this season, which is really cool. I get to hang out with my friends still. And it's, you said it exactly. I am making people feel the way that I felt as my 9-year-old self all the time.
That's awesome.
And that's such a gift. Yeah. And being able to take the background in acting now and do similar to what you've done as well, right? Mm-hmm. To do it in front of the camera, but with the skills of a trainer is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. And I love helping people feel good and also make it fun. Like there's so many trainers out there that just take it so seriously and like bash on people. And I just don't get it. Like, it's just not my vibe. Like, I think fitness should be fun.
Well, that's why we started Tone It Up.
Yeah. Yeah, like, exactly. Exactly.
Have fun, work out. Like, motivate. Like, it should be fun. It should be community. It should be this. It doesn't have to be too serious. I'm sorry if sometimes I stumble and I don't have the right form, but because I'm laughing. Like, it
totally
should be fun.
Yeah.
It's great that you get it in that way. I think that even now with fitness, it is getting a little bit serious again, or even with social media and influencers and such.
Yeah.
The aesthetic, I get worried. Sorry, I'm like OG lady here. I get nervous on like making sure like the aesthetic is so becoming very important again.
Mm-hmm.
And having come into fitness 20 years ago and founding Tone It Up 15 years ago, and you know, things have changed over the years, but I see, you know, with, let's say Ozempic or this or that, there's like a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure.
So how do you navigate that with your clients that want to feel a certain way?
Well, I felt you literally just said it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. It's how do you feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get to the like why you want to be in a certain place.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Let's not make it about how your body looks, but why you want to feel that way. And if we can get to the why, there's a bigger purpose and you will feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important to focus on that. Like, we're all built beautifully different. Like, I'm a pipsqueak compared to you. You know what I mean? But like, we're both beautiful in our own way. And I think focusing on longevity, right, is the key. And like, I always tell my clients, I'm like, look, I live differently than you do. And I would never put what I do on you.
Mm-hmm.
Just right? Like, and vice versa. So let's roadmap something that is real and sustainable for you. And let's talk about making smart choices 80% of the time, because you're still a human and let's let you live your life. Yeah. You know, like small changes make huge difference in my mind.
That's something I love to talk about too, about small changes, because I think when someone thinks about a fitness routine or you know, whatever their goals may be.
Yeah.
That it's just too much. Or even meditation seems too much.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I meditated for 2 minutes today.
I literally was going to say that. I was having anxiety today. Truly, like I was. And I literally sat down and for 30 seconds, I plugged one of my nose, one of my nostrils, and I went. And within about 30 seconds, I was like,
oh,
I'm here. And I was like, good, I meditated.
Yeah,
that's it.
That
like
that. It.
Well, and then I was like, I feel great.
No, not to go on a tangent about that, but you brought yourself back to the present moment where I don't know the statistics, but the statistics are we live 90% of our life somewhere around there, either thinking about the past or the future.
Yes.
Instead of being here.
Yeah. You know what else is wild?
What?
And I'm sure you know this, but like the light bulb still goes off for me is when you are living like that, you are so less productive.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I literally like, I was like, wait, I haven't done anything today, but like, I feel like I've done so much.
I've done so
because
much
I've
in
been
my
just
brain.
Thinking about
it. Accomplished.
In my mind, I've done so much today, but yet none of it's been accomplished, right? Because we just get overwhelmed by thinking about exactly what we have to do versus taking a moment and doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think we, there was something we were talking about before, but we'll find that.
We'll
find our way back. I don't know. But yeah, no, literally I'm my most productive in a positive way where you can be present. And like, if you catch yourself, and maybe that you just said that by the breathing, you're thinking about the future, you're thinking about the past. Is it just breath? Is it fitness? Is it?
Yeah. Both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Isn't it's so simple.
It is, but not.
You got to get there.
You got to get there.
So when your clients come to you and you find out what their goal is, how do you walk them through it so that it doesn't seem like too much of a challenge?
Yeah. I pick one thing.
Yeah.
We focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah.
And whether that's like building out a consistent schedule, whether that's making an eating window, maybe it's how they eat their meals, right? Like start with the fiber first, start with your vegetables, right? Then we can move to the protein and then the complex carbs. And maybe that's the only thing we focus on at first, right? Or actually penciling in the workouts into their schedule so it feels attainable. That's how I do it.
Yeah. What's your thought on protein? How much per pound or body weight?
Gram.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Gram per pound you weigh. Is it always realistic? No, but that's
the
goal. It is hard. It is hard, but like that is the goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know even with our Tone It Up protein, we're increasing our grams of
protein. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, we've had it forever, but I'm like, let's keep evolving, like what we're talking about, what women need.
Yes.
And
right. Because after the age of 30, 2 to 8% every decade we lose muscle mass.
Oh yeah.
2 to 8%. That's a lot.
Yeah. I'm turning 43 and I'm like, it's so much harder for me to build muscle.
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah.
And hormones too. That's a whole other beast of a conversation. Yeah. It's real out here.
We should have a conversation about hormones.
I would love to.
Because I can go off on that.
Yeah. I can go. Let me go off on the hormones. Yeah.
I'll save that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
Oof.
I want to go back to you mentioned that during when you were in the depressive state and you had a breakup with your fiance.
Yeah.
Which must have been really tough. Can we talk about that just for anyone listening, going through a breakup, feeling like they can't move on or just the devastation of that, thinking you had found your person?
Yeah. I was with my ex for 8 years.
8 years. I didn't realize it was that long.
22 to 30.
Yeah.
And it's such a fucked up story. We broke up and within 3 months he was engaged to someone else.
Oh my God. You know.
I was
with someone for 7 years.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
But like I left that relationship, but yeah, engaged and married in like 2 months.
Yeah.
And then now, I there were two other people I dated for like a year or so.
Yeah.
Engaged, similar. Married within 2 months.
Yeah, there you got a track.
I got a track. Yeah. Come, no, I'm married.
Yeah.
Date me.
Yeah,
date I'll me. I'll get you married.
Okay. So we can date, so I'll get married? Is that okay? Is this allowed?
Yeah. Talk to Bobby.
Yeah, talk to Bobby. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, yesterday we had on the podcast Dr. Tara, who is a sex doctor.
Yeah.
And she would say, yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Tara. This is approved. Yeah. This episode is brought to you by
Dr. Tara. Her,
Yeah, that's amazing. A week after, this is like one of the craziest stories you can't even make this up. A week after we broke up, I'm driving down La Brea Boulevard and I pull up, ironically, next to him. LA is a big city, on his motorcycle with a girl on the back.
Ew.
And he sees me, basically laughs at me, and starts making out with her on the bike.
Oh my God.
I was like, I called my best friend. I was like, I think I'm losing it. I was like, I don't know what to do right now. And she's like, breathe, of course, right?
Breathe. Medicine.
Pretty good advice. Yeah, just close your eyes. I'm just kidding. Driving. And that's like when I really, that was the spiral. And yeah.
8 years. Who broke up with who?
8 years. Oh man. It was kind of mutual in the sense. We fought a lot, It was definitely toxic. And, you know, initially I did, and then he did, and it was kind of this back and forth. And I think in any breakup, the key is knowing why.
Okay.
Because it is so easy to go back to, but this was good, right? Or we were in alignment with this. But your gut has been telling you a reason why it isn't working for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we ignore it. And we ignore it because we love the person, because they might change because of this or that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that again is not living in the present.
Mm-hmm. You're imagining that person, who they will be.
Yeah. And look, obviously I got a sign. He got engaged 3 months after. Like there was no way that was the right choice for me.
Is he still married?
You know, ironically enough, I think they broke up recently. But this is now what, like 6 years later, but still. I get back with him. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But like, it is one of those things that every single moment is important.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going through that process, not this person, not right now.
Mm-hmm.
And repeat that. Like, not this person, not right now. And it feels very secure because it's putting you in the moment and being like, okay, this person isn't my person right now.
Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. So what about now? Are you dating?
Oh, I'm dating like crazy.
How do you do that? Are you on apps?
I swipe. I show up, I leave. I'm just kidding. This is the thing. I actually like meeting people.
Yeah.
So there's a part of me that enjoys it. Like I'm a people person like that.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm always kind of like, oh, it's cool. Meet someone new. See if you vibe. And if you do, great. And if not, like, cool. Not every experience is like that. But I think if you take the pressure off of it and just kind of like, oh, I'm going to meet someone.
Yeah.
Maybe this is someone I'm going to meet again and spend more time with. It doesn't feel as daunting or overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just trust my intuition. Like if I don't feel like doing something one night, I don't. If I'm excited to do something, I do.
Yeah. I think that's really good. Like the learning to say no.
Yeah. I also like just finished freezing my eggs.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was going to do that and then I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole, like, there's so much I can go on about the process and how it makes you feel.
I think listeners would love to hear that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends, especially in LA, who have done the process, thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it, like, Bobby and I decided, you know, not having kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, should I freeze my eggs just in case? But then I was like, I don't want to mess up my hormones anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that went out the window. Let's talk about it.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
With that being said, it's worth the ride.
Yeah.
in the sense of if you are a woman that has hit their 30s and you don't have kids yet and you have had the thought of having kids, do it. You know, I say we have health insurance, we have car insurance, you know, we have renter's insurance, home insurance. Why not have baby insurance? And that's what I look at it as. And if you have the opportunity, because it is not cheap, there's a lot of institutions now that offer financial aid, payment plans, stuff like that. Do it. Because in the grand scheme of things, 3 weeks out of your life, a month out of your life is nothing to bring in a whole world of opportunity, possible opportunity. I cried. I laughed. I felt bloated as fuck. You know, and I like a lot of injections, like, you know, painful stomach moments, the craziest period I've ever had in my life. Like, let me look right into the camera on that one. It was a legit period. It was like Niagara Falls. But, you know, it was something that, like, again, like, I don't know what my future holds. And it's something that I have now that I can go to.
And it
takes the pressure off of dating as well. Which is really nice.
What's your ideal man?
Ooh, good question. I wrote that once, put it under my pillow, Like, that's a thing.
Do you do that?
I did it,
I've talked to some friends of mine. I'm like, well, let's make a list.
I did it, It's so important. Someone I can laugh with.
I love that that's your first thing.
Someone I can laugh with. Someone who doesn't take themselves that seriously. Someone who is independent and creative and supportive as well as to my endeavors. Someone who does want kids, who loves dogs. And someone who is into athleticism, but not necessarily someone who is obsessive. Because I feel like I'm obsessive enough. So it's like you want someone who wants to like go on a hike and be active. But I don't necessarily, you know, want someone who's like watching what they eat every single day. You know?
I get that.
Like, we got to live a little bit.
I'm in the I live a little bit era.
I think it's important, you know, unless like, unless you're prepping for a shoot or something like that. But generally speaking, you know, let's be human.
I love that. So anyone out there, you've heard it here. Your Instagram is
Ms. Jenna Willis. I know.
Ms. Would you change it? Like,
that's a good question. Maybe I would. That would be a big moment.
I'm still not. I never have used Mrs.
I get it. Yeah.
Whenever I sign up or I book a flight or sign in anywhere, I'm still Ms. Or Miss.
I love it.
I mean, I kept my last name. Just too much work otherwise. Miss Karina Dawn Sahadache.
You are.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm excited to meet you, and we're going to do some more stuff together.
I
can feel it. We're manifesting.
We're putting it out there. We are.
But where, aside from Ms. Jenna Willis, where else can we find you, work out with you?
So actually, if you check out, you know, my Instagram, I offer like personalized online workout plans and meal plans. So it's kind of like access at your fingertips, which is really cool. And then I also have ongoing workouts. All those links are clickable in my bio at Ms. Jenna Willis on Instagram.
All right, Ms. Jenna Willis, thank you for coming to the Big Sign.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yay.
Thank you for joining us today and every Wednesday. If you loved this episode or think a loved one could benefit from listening, please share. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the.big.silence. Head over to thebigsilence.com to sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop for live events coming up and details on the release of my memoir, The Big Silence. And as always, we'd love a like, subscribe, and leave a review on anywhere the podcast can be found. I love you, and I will see you next Wednesday. The Big Silence.